is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, the same Jesus that walked those dusty roads of Galilee. He's the same Jesus today. The same Jesus that sat at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee. And his mother told him, "We're all out of wine." And she told the disciples around him, "Whatever my son tell you to do, just do it." And he told them to fill the pots with water. And they filled them to the brim. And he said, "Now draw out the drink." See, that didn't have to sit in some dark place for a year for it to be good wine. And when they took it to the governor of the feast, the governor of the feast said, "You know, y'all have changed the order of this party. You know, y'all would bring out that real good stuff and get people drunk and then bring the worst. But y'all have saved the best for last." Well, I'm here today to let you know I represent and preach that same Jesus. I am an ambassador of Jesus Christ. And the same miracle working power that we read about is present today. Yes, beloved child of God, the apostles is not done away with. Read that Bible that says in Ephesians 4 how that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, all for the working of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Boy, I'm so excited on today to be here to give you that personal invite to get ready to meet us this coming Sunday right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. All roads, all streets will be leading to 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Bring your Bible, bring your pen, bring your notepad. What's up with that, Broadnax? Well, I'm trying to tell you, we're going to be teaching right out of that Word of God, and we're going to give you some kingdom information right out of that Bible that's going to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. You have one thing to do, and that's to meet us Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. But listen to me very carefully. This coming Sunday is going to be a miracle Sunday. We've been talking about building expectancy, and expectancy gives birth to miracles. Yes, when I would hear those saints testify, they would get up and say how God healed them and how God delivered them and how God worked a miracle in their life. Oh, I was young, but that made me reach for a miracle. And I'm going to tell you, you just got to get to a place where it's happening at, to a church where it's happening at. You know, the Bible talks about this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. And it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. See, there's some people, they believe in church, and they have church, but they deny the power, the healing power, the power that delivers, the power that set free, the power that makes you put your dope pipe down, the power that make you throw your liquor bottle away. They deny that power. That power that fill you with the Holy Ghost. And you begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit give utterance. They deny that power. But I want you to know that this is a different kind of church. This is the church that believes Jesus still heals today. He still delivered today. He still worked miracles today. Right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. 4210 South MacArthur Drive, and he's ready to work that miracle for you. But right now, I want to take you into one of my crusades, and I want you to hear Sister Glenda as she give that praise report, as she give this testimony. You find this in Isaiah 45, verse 2 and 3. This is what the Word says. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break into pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in asunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Talking about treasures of darkness. People are buying homes, renovating homes, taking walls out, finding money in the walls. Well, Sister Glenda found $901,000 bills and a crock pot. Went to the bank with those old $901,000 bills and left the bank. with $9,000 and bring you $100 bills. Well, I don't believe that. Well, it'll never happen to you. But listen to this.
You prophesied to my sister about she was going to get some money soon.
Yes.
Okay. We went to finish cleaning up the nasty house yesterday. We finished it today. God said there's some money in this kitchen. I said, okay. By the time we got through cleaning, we said, Lord, where in the world is some money at in this kitchen? Because, you know, it was just inhabitable. So anyway, I said, do you need a crock pot? She said, yeah, I do. She said, but it don't have no top on it. I said, well, we can put a top on it. Ain't no big deal. Well, anyway, she got the crock pot. She took it home, and the crock pot fell down the steps and broke open. And it was $1,000 bills. Then she said, underneath here. I said, girl, I gotta get to church. I'm gonna be late. She said, girl, I found something else in there. I said, what you find? She said, I found 5 JF Kennedy silver dollars from the Mint in Washington, D.C. with the papers on there.
Listen, hold up, Glenda. Hold up, Sister Glenda. Now, last night, I walked right back there to her sister and anointed her hands and told her that God was getting ready to do it. And how many know the blessing was in the crock pot?
Well, beloved child of God, you are listening to Miracles as They Happen with Apostle James Broadnack, senior pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located here at 4210. South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Now, I want you to think about it. Sister Glenda and her sister, right there in North Carolina, Curtisville, North Carolina. They're at the Bible Revival Center Church, came to the crusade. See, people speak against oil and they don't believe in oil. But Sister Glenda's sister allowed me to anoint her hands with the James 5:14 anointing oil. And I anointed her hands and I prophesied that God was going to put money in her hands. You see, she had no idea where that money was going to come from, but she left believing. And she believed because her sister believed. And her sister was telling her about all of the miracles that she have seen happen in these crusades. And she brought her. Well, the next day, Sister Glenda have a cleaning business. So she told her sister, she said, I need you to help me tomorrow to get this house cleaned out and get stuff thrown out because the realtors are getting ready to bring the contractors in to fix this home that get it on the market. And in the contract that whatever's left in the house, she can throw it away or she can keep it. So Sister Glenda then was cleaning out this house and hell was an old crock pot. And Sister Glenda told her sister, said, now, you know, sis, you don't have a crock pot. You need a crock pot. And her sister said, yeah, but I need a crock pot with a top to it. That crock pot does not have a top. Well, they, you know, dialogue, talk back and forth about the crock pot. Sister didn't want the crock pot. Finally, Glenda convinced her to take the crock pot and they would find a top for the crock pot. Well, the sister get home. They're unloading stuff out of the car. Well, some strange way, the crock pot fell out of her sister's hands and the bottom popped off. And there was 9 old $1,000 bills in the crock pot. You know, I have never seen $1,000 bill, and they had never seen a $1,000 bill, you know, unless it was on the internet with a picture. And they went to the bank, and that morning they helped the bank open the bank, meaning they was there when the bank opened. And they went in there with that old money, and they checked that money out. Kept them in there for about 45 minutes and came and told them, this is good money. What you want to do, open an account or what? Sister Glenda, sister told him, said, no, I don't want to open an account. I want all my money, and I want it all in cash. You see, Sister Glenda's sister told us later, she just had got her SSI or Social Security or something started, and she wasn't going to get that messed up with that money. And so they gave them $9,000 in brand new $100 bills. You see, that's the treasures of darkness that we preach about. Hidden riches of secret places. And let me tell you something. It happened in Kernersville, North Carolina. Oh, but you better hear me. It could happen here in Pineville. It could happen in Monroe. It could happen in Jonesville. Oh, yes, it can. It could happen for you in Marksville, Cottonport, Simsport, Natchitoches, Natchez, Mississippi, Lake Charles. You got to get on up here. I'm telling you, this Sunday, I feel God. This is going to be a miracle working blessing and healing Sunday. All streets, all roads will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. That zip is 71302. Now listen to me very carefully. We are very easy to find if you're coming 49 North. And if you get off on MacArthur Drive, we're going to be the first church on the left. If you are coming from Shreveport, if you're coming in there from Texas, listen, you're just going to follow that MacArthur Drive all the way around the circle. And then we'll be the second church on the right. Other words, the last church on the right, MacArthur Drive. Now listen, friend, this is going to be powerful. So don't you let nothing, no thing, or nobody stop you from meeting us and worshiping with us this coming Sunday morning. It is absolutely going to be powerful. You see, the Word of God talks about this in Mark chapter 6 and verse 12 and 13. It said they went out and preached that men should repent. Verse 13 says, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Anointed with oil and healed them. But you know, some denied the power thereof. But my dear friend, the clock on the wall is saying, James Broadnax, your time is up. You got to go. But I will see you Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Put your hands together!